The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Salesman Harvey Burns rings up his eighth order today. Tough job. Even tougher with this. He needs bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine speeds relief all over your body. All the way relief for discomforts of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, bromoquinine speeds relief of cold miseries all over your body. Only bromoquinine has seven fast-acting medicines to help fight stuffy nose and all those cold miseries. Get all the way relief with bromoquinine.
Well, the point is, Myra, I think I should have a good warm coat. Yeah. Oh, yes, some walking shoes.
Well, good morning. I got you on the phone already. It didn't even 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I don't want to take a lot of things. Ann Lundell said when she went to Europe last year, she took twice as many things she really needed. You know, well, need lighter things for Italy, I suppose.
How about my breakfast?
Yeah, hold on, Myra. Here's your orange juice, and I poured your coffee so it would cool. Where's Betsy?
Betsy's trying to decide what to wear to school, as usual. As far as I can figure out, all you women think about is clothes. And incidentally, instead of thinking what you're going to wear in Italy, I think it'd be more to the point to figure out how you're going to get there.
Oh, honey.
No, look, as I've said a dozen times, I don't like to be a killjoy, but I cannot afford to pay your way. Much as I'd love to have you along, I'll be there on business, and my expense account does not include my wife.
I know. You've told me 1,000 times.
Well, you keep making plans about what to wear and what you're going to see instead of figuring out how you're going to raise the money to get there.
Myra, could you hear him? I know. Well, I haven't come up with any brilliant ideas. Yeah, I know. Oh, hold on. When are we going abroad?
Well, I will be leaving the last part of June or the first part of July.
Last part of June, Myra, the first part of July. Let me pawn my jewels. What jewels? Yeah, I can type, Myra, but I don't know shorthand. I know it should be something I can do at home. Well, maybe I should look in the paper. I wish you would. Okay, goodbye, Myra. Myra's going to be thinking of some way I can earn the money.
Yeah, well, somebody better put their mind to it because the time is growing shorter.
When the team of Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll brought before a microphone a twosome by the name of Amos and Andy, they had no idea that they were making a delightful contribution to the mainstream of American folklore. But after 3 decades of tickling the nation's funny bone, Andy continues to make his determined way toward romance with, well, indifferent success. The Kingfish's predilection for turning a speedy buck shows no sign of diminishing. And Amos is always the lovable Amos. Along with the three boys, of course, there's always a generous assortment of relatives. Sapphire, Mama, Leroy, for instance, and such random buddies as Lawyer Calhoun and Lightning. Have you heard these funny folk recently? Well, if you haven't, then there's no better time than right away to resume your acquaintance with them. And no better place than CBS Radio. Tonight and each weeknight over most of these stations, you'll like what you hear. What follows the familiar opening theme of the Amos and Andy Music Hall.
This is Mama's good boy, aren't you? What? Yes, and here's a rattle and your bells and your teddy bear, and you be a good boy and play while Mommy ducks the living room, will you, huh? Yes, I should say, Mom. You have a good time, that's fine.
Can I come in?
Oh, hi, Myra. I should say, I didn't see you drive up in the living room. Come in.
Well, I knocked on the back door. Nobody answered, so I just walked in. Well, hello there, young man. Look at him. That's what you should have a picture of.
I know. You never have your camera ready for all of the cute shots you can take.
Well, I can't stay long, but I have an absolutely brilliant idea.
Bobby, no. What did you say, Mara?
I said that I have an absolutely brilliant idea.
About what?
How you can pay for your trip to Europe.
Oh, I could certainly use a brilliant idea. What is it?
It's marvelous. Simply marvelous. I don't know why we didn't think of it before.
What is it?
Get a job with the Chronicle.
The Chronicle?
Get a newspaper.
What about the Chronicle? Then don't you mean get a job with it? What would I do in a newspaper? I had a year of journalism in high school with the Chronicle as a society editor.
No, no, no.
All
no.
That I did.
Yes, they do. No. I don't mean actually work on the newspaper.
Well, the only way to get money is to work, Myra.
You want to listen to my idea?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, no, Bobby. Stay away from the coffee table. Go on, Myra.
When you're abroad, you write letters about the trip and send them back to be published in the paper.
Why?
Why?
I mean, why do they publish letters I would write about the trip?
Well, you live here, don't you? You know a lot of people, and a lot of people know you.
Well, yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Piper go abroad. Mr. Piper belongs to the Rotary, the Chamber of Commerce, the Businessmen's Association, and goodness knows what else. So he knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mrs. Piper belongs to the Woman's Club.
Oh, yes. I see what you mean, Matt. At least I think I do.
You mean write sort of a daily letter?
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
It's kind of amusing.
That's right.
Oh, the problems we have, the things that go wrong that are funny on the
table. Oh, it has to be funny. Yeah, interesting and funny.
Interesting and funny, yes. Because I don't know how good I'd be at that now.
Oh, believe me, funny things happen when you travel. And you don't have to know how to say it. Just say it.
Well, it's easier said than done, Myra.
Now, look, suppose you fall overboard. That's funny right away. That's all you have to say. You could begin it that way. This morning, my husband fell overboard.
You know, Myra, sometimes I think you have a warped sense of humor, dear.
What you really mean is that if he didn't fall overboard, I could push him just to get a story, huh?
Sure.
Well, all joking aside, it's not a bad idea.
Oh, I wouldn't try if somebody's bound to see you.
Huh?
Oh,
stop it, Myra. No, perfectly well, what I mean. Do you think the Chronicle would be interested?
You can ask. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I thought of it last year when George and I went to Europe. Let me tell you something. When you don't know the language, plenty of funny things happen. I wish you could have heard George trying to make a telephone call in Paris.
Oh, gee, these things have been written up so much, Myra. People writing about their travel experiences, and I suppose everybody goes, you know, through much the same thing.
No, not at all, not at all. Different things happen to different people. Anyhow, you like to read about things that happen to somebody you know.
Yes, that's true, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of fire you. Yeah, we wouldn't. I'd have a title for it, though.
Letters from Abroad.
No, I don't think that sounds very good now.
No, I guess not.
Ought to be more catchy, anyhow.
Mm. The Piper Abroad.
No, I don't know.
The Piper Pipeline.
Piper, if that means anything, Piper Pipeline.
Well, you don't have the name Piper in it.
Yeah.
So people know right away it's you.
Yeah. No. Bobby, leave the lamp alone. How about,
I've got it. Well, follow the Pied Piper.
The Pied Piper?
Well, you know, the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
Oh, I know what you mean, but I don't think calling us the Pied Piper sounds right at all.
Oh. Oh, no, I see what you mean.
Well, of course, here we are trying to dream up a title to something. I don't even know. I don't know what I can do. That's a newspaper. Would be interesting. I don't think I even know the editor.
Never mind the editor. I would go straight to the top.
Who?
McManus, the owner, the publisher.
McManus? I don't know him either.
Well, you know his wife. The Woman's Club. Need I say more?
Oh, yes. Really, Myra, you do hide your light under a bushel. Mom, dear, could you put your paper down a minute? I want to talk to you.
Yeah, sure. How soon's dinner? I'm starved.
About 10 minutes. Listen, do you know? You know Harrison McManus?
McManus, sure. Owns the Chronicle. Well, I don't know him. I certainly know who he is. Why?
Well, his wife is in the Women's Club, and we're going to have an election of officers before long, and I thought maybe Mrs. McManus would make an awfully good president of the Women's Club. What do you think?
Well, for Pete's sake, why are you asking me? I don't even know her. I certainly don't keep up on your Women's Club stuff.
I don't know her very well either, but Myra and I were talking today, and we thought she would make a nice president. And I said to Myra, why don't I call her up and see if she's interested? And if she is, then I will nominate her and sort of get our group behind her in the campaign. Point is, I don't know her too well, but do you think it's all right if I call her and suggest it?
I don't know why not. Gosh, I think she'd be flattered.
Yeah, that's what I hoped. Well, I'll call her now, so maybe she'll mention it to her husband at dinner.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, what do you mean that's what you hope?
Okay, just a minute, dear. Well, I've got an idea. Just a minute.
What does her husband have to do with all this?
In a day or so, I'm going to ask him for a job.
Ask him for a
job? Yeah, but please, just, hello? Hello, may I speak to Mrs. McManus, please?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The next best thing to attending an important event or being present at a newsworthy happening is to hear it from someone who is on the scene. That's why millions of listeners follow the day's events through the eyes and ears of CBS News correspondents, heard daily on the World News Roundup and the World Tonight. These devoted, highly skilled men are posted in just about every corner of the globe to make sure that no matter when or where important news breaks, you will hear about it swiftly, accurately. Each night over most of these CBS radio stations, get a panoramic view of the day's happenings from CBS newsmen and from the newsmakers themselves in this country and abroad on The World Tonight. Each morning on the World News Roundup, discover how the shape of the news has been altered overnight. Keep in touch with your neighbors through the broadcasts of local news that CBS Radio Affiliate brings you. Keep in touch with the world by hearing radio's two most complete news reports, The World News Roundup and The World Tonight. Two sound reasons for the different sound of CBS Radio.
For goodness sakes, will you calm down?
Blackmail, that's exactly what it is, downright blackmail.
Don't be silly. Mrs. McManus was delighted. I don't know that she'll be elected, but what's wrong with offering the nominator? You said yourself she'd be flattered, and when she mentions my name to her husband, well, I'm sure he'll at least see me on this other matter.
Why would the Chronicle be at all interested in publishing letters from you about our trip abroad?
Because we're local people, dear.
So what? We're not important, and if the newspaper wants a daily account of somebody traveling abroad, all they have to do is send over some member of their own staff. Not only that, well, Donnie, I don't like to hurt your feelings, but my gosh, you've had no experience writing.
Well, I tell about funny things that happened to us.
Can you write them up so they're funny?
Myra said with some things, all I'd have to do is say it. Like this morning my husband fell overboard. Right away, that's funny, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's even killing, you might say.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Oh, huh? Don't you realize you'd be taking on more than you could handle? I mean, trying to think of something amusing and interesting to write about every day?
Well, I have to have a job. I just have to go to Europe with you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you get the job, I'll jump overboard, just so you can have something to write home about.
Oh, thank you, dear. No wife could ask for more.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Seal McLaughlin and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart speaking.